Hey there, Mac. Welcome to Milberger's Gardening, South Texas. How you doing today?
Just fine, guys. Hey, what's going on? I got a question. Where my gray water comes out of, we have a house out in the country. What kind of a tree can we plant there in that environment that'll grow quickly?
What was it?
Gray water out of the washing machine or dishwasher?
Well, it's kind of air conditioning and
washing machine. Anything.
You know, we put it all together.
Anything. Everything loves that. Now, where are you located?
In Kerrville.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't plant any oaks up there.
Okay.
Because of the, Jerry's talking about the oak wilt, although some of those white oaks like bur oak and chinkapin don't seem to be tolerant to.
They're fairly fast, especially the chinkapin.
Yeah. We just have just about a quarter of an inch of dirt up there, too.
Yeah, so you want a little.
It's got to be an airplane tree.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
Airplane tree, Jerry.
Oh,
no soil, it's in the earth.
I tell you what would do good up there is Montezuma cypress.
Okay.
Especially right in the middle, where that gray water puddles or where the most of it is.
Uh-huh.
You know, and a lot of that may be, I'm being facetious here, maybe too wet for other trees.
And we're looking at one out here at the nursery that's about 30 foot tall. It's just a very nice plant, nice shape and attractive. I've got one of my yard that I like too. Jerry's got one, and the botanical garden has a bunch. Cedar elms, Chinese pistache.
I don't know how wet it's gonna stay. That Chinese pistache won't let that.
Oh, you're worried about how you're worried about that being soggy?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't.
Well,
think.
I mean,
it's not that soggy because it dries out during the day. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, does it?
Yeah,
you
I guess.
Get that much water.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have 17 kids or anything.
No. Yeah, we're thinking about it.
The washing machine, yeah, that's the only way you'd have a lot. And the thing about, well, if you're putting the condensate from the air conditioner in there, that's very pure water. The gray water, if you're in a drought like this and you got lots of it, you might have it. It might end up a little salty, but in our normal climate with 30 inches of rain.
It's rainwater because we're using rainwater.
Yeah, that gets diluted. You've got an ideal situation there. And that
almost any of the trees will work, but I'd be careful of the oaks.
Okay. And just because of oak wilt. But Jerry's point is well taken. If you distribute it so it's not soggy in any spot, there's any of our trees can tolerate it.
Okay. Well, thank you for your help.
You bet. Thanks,
Matt. Good question.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. While we do, there's still plenty of time to give us a call.